KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 64 degrees in the Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. The showers are moving off to the east. We look for a high around 85 with winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. We picked up 3,100 of an inch of rainfall overnight here in Atlantic and some pea to marble-sized hail between 2 and 3 a.m., Messina reports 3,200 of an inch of rain. In the news, police in Red Oak Sunday afternoon arrested a man on an assault charge. 55-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 3:45 p.m. in the 400 block of Highland Avenue on a charge of simple assault. Howe was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held in a $300 bond. And police in Red Oak arrested a man for disorderly conduct Saturday afternoon. 34-year-old Nick Joseph Jandro of Red Oak was arrested just before 2 p.m. in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was also set at $300. Police in Shenandoah report a woman was arrested on assault charges Saturday night. 62-year-old Barbara Andrews of Shenandoah was taken into custody at around 11:30 p.m. after Shenandoah police received a 911 call about a physical confrontation at the McDonald's restaurant on South Fremont Street in Shenandoah. Upon investigation of the circumstances of the incident, officers arrested Andrews on two counts of simple assault, both simple misdemeanors. She was transported to the Page County Jail and held without bond pending an initial court appearance and issued a no-contact order. Elsewhere in the news, another in a series of meetings for the Griswold Community School District's Facilities Committee will be held on Wednesday of this week. That takes place at 5 o'clock at the Griswold Community School District's Middle School High School Library and is for the purpose of assessing current educational facilities. The Western Iowa Sheriff's deputy, who was fatally wounded in a jail escape last week, will be laid to rest this morning. The funeral for Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy Mark Burbridge will be at 10 a.m. at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, and that is open to the public. Afterward, more than 1,000 law enforcement vehicles are expected to escort Burbridge's body back to the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home. Some mourners are expected to line up along the procession route to pay their respects to Burbridge. Police say Wesley Correa Carminati was being transported to the Council Bluffs jail after sentencing 1 week ago when he attacked Burbridge and another deputy, grabbed one of their guns and shot them before fleeing in a jail van. Carminati was recaptured in Omaha. Well, the annual police officer memorial ceremony held Friday in Des Moines was one of mixed emotions for the families who saw their son honored. Urbandale Officer Justin Martin's name was added to the memorial with three other officers who were killed in the line of duty. Martin was ambushed and shot to death on November 2nd while on patrol. His mother, Jane Martin, says the ceremony honoring her son and the other officers was heartwarming, but she also felt sadness as she continues to deal with his death.
The second was the six-month mark, and that was kind of hard. I celebrated a birthday without him, and I try to go on walks in the walk park where he loved to play and just be alone and thank God for taking care of him.
Justin's father, Randy, said the ceremony brings a lot of emotions back up as they work through the grieving process.
As some of the friends we have up north that have lost their children have told us that we are now living in a whole different norm, and you take it sometimes 1 minute at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time. It's just very difficult, and you know, we miss him, but we can't change facts. So
the Martins are from Rockwell City, and he says the community support all around has been a big help in dealing with their loss.
It's unbelievable what Urbandale's done, even the Metro, Des Moines Metro. And then when we go back up home to Rockwell City, the surrounding communities, schools, everybody's around us. So that really helps. Our students, they're doing an honor challenge on May 10th. It's a workout from CrossFit that Justin loved to do. And all the students in our school are going to be doing that K through 12. So it's a great honor that we have that kind of support as well as the support of Urbandale. We couldn't ask for more.
The city of Urbandale named a reading room at the public library after Justin Martin.
Yes. Whether it was Boy Scouts or being a policeman or whatever he did it with honor and for a bigger
Something bigger than himself.
Yeah.
That was Mrs. Martin and Mr. Martin, who said the memorial ceremony brought on several feelings. The ceremony featured honor guards of officers from around the state in full dress uniform, and she says it was something her son would have loved, as she mentioned above there. Justin Martin was just 24 years old when he died. Des Moines police officer Anthony Tony Bominio was shot to death also a short time later on the same day by the same man accused of killing Martin. Well, more than 250 Democrats from Iowa's largest county gathered Sunday night, commiserating about recent losses, but urging one another to lean forward to 2018 and beyond. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was the event's keynote speaker. She told Radio Iowa Democrats can't forget the middle of the country.
We need people who are speaking out nationally from the middle of the country, and that means middle of the political spectrum and everything else.
Klobuchar spoke for about 40 minutes at the Polk County Democrat spring fundraiser. She described the U.S. Senate as a place of compromise that can be an emergency brake on some of President Trump's agenda. But Klobuchar spent most of her time laying out a Four Corners competitiveness agenda. Her appearance stoked speculation she may run for president in 2020.
And as I've told many of you before, I can see Iowa from my porch. So it is good to be back with friends. And I thought I was going to come down here to cheer you guys up, but you've cheered me up.
Klobuchar closed by saying Democrats now have the opportunity to show the world what they're made of.
In the funeral announcements, Gerald Kay, age 98, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Gerald Kay will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Andy Fredrickson, age 66, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Two gatherings to celebrate the life of Andrew Fredrickson will be held. One will be the going-away party that Andy had planned at the Elbow Room from 5 until 7 p.m. on Friday, May 19th. The second will be one of the celebration of his life that his wife Nancy is planning at the Nishna Hills Golf Club from 6 until 8 p.m. on Monday, May 20th. Both take place in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.